Hey everyone, welcome back. Looks like we're diving into mindfulness this time. You sent us a whole bunch of articles on it, so it's obviously something you're interested in.
Yeah, it's definitely having a moment, wouldn't you say?
For sure. But is it just a buzzword or is there something more to it? That's what we're going to find out.
What's really interesting to me is how much the science of mindfulness is growing. We're moving beyond just anecdotal evidence and actually seeing how it impacts the brain.
Right, like that Scientific American article you sent about how mindfulness affects different networks in the brain. But before we get into that, let's take a step back for anyone who might not be familiar with what mindfulness actually is.
Yeah, good point.
It can seem kind of vague sometimes.
It can be a bit of a slippery fish to define, for sure.
Okay, so how about this? Psychology Today describes it as active, open attention to the present moment. Does that resonate with you?
Absolutely. It's about tuning into your thoughts and feelings as they are without judgment, like watching clouds drift by, you know? They just are.
That's a good analogy. So not getting swept up in your thoughts or labeling them as good or bad, just observing them.
Exactly. And what's fascinating is that this simple shift in perspective, just observing instead of judging, can actually have a tangible impact on your brain, like physically change the way it works.
Okay, now you've got to tell me more about this whole brain thing. I'm super intrigued. You mentioned that article from Scientific American.
Right. It talks about how mindfulness can actually change the way different networks in your brain communicate with each other. It's like improving the traffic flow in a city.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
So tell me, what are these brain networks and how does mindfulness come into play?
Okay, so imagine three main players here. There's the default mode network, which is active when your mind is kind of wandering, like when you're daydreaming or on autopilot. Then there's the central executive network, which is responsible for focus, planning, and decision making. Mindfulness seems to strengthen this network.
So less mind wandering, more focus. I'm already on board.
Right. And then there's the salience network. This one acts like a filter, figuring out what deserves our attention. Mindfulness seems to bring more balance to this network, helping us to not overreact to every little thing.
Which is so important these days. We're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation.
Yeah.
But you mentioned mindfulness strengthening certain networks.
Yeah.
How exactly does that happen? Is it just from meditating?
That's the really cool part. It's not just meditation, although that's definitely a big one. You sent us a great article from Edutopia, which focuses on education, and they actually talk about different ways to cultivate mindfulness in the classroom. Things like simple breathing exercises, guided imagery, even just paying attention to your senses while you move.
So it's about finding ways to bring that present moment awareness into everyday life, not just sitting on a cushion with your eyes closed.
Exactly. The Mayo Clinic, for example, they suggest things like mindful walking.
What's mindful walking?
It's not just, you know, zoning out on your usual route. It's about actually paying attention to the sensations of walking, the feel of your feet on the ground, the wind on your skin, really being present in the experience.
Interesting. So less autopilot, more really experiencing what's happening right now.
You got it. And the benefits are pretty amazing. All of these articles, they point to things like reduced stress, better focus, improved emotional regulation, even things like dealing with social rejection better.
Okay, now those are some benefits I think we all want.
Yeah.
Less stress, better focus. Who wouldn't want that? But how does it actually work? What's the connection there?
Let's take emotional regulation, for instance. Psychology Today, they talk about how mindfulness helps you create space between you and your emotions. So instead of being totally swept away by a feeling, you're able to observe it, acknowledge it, and choose how you want to respond.
That's huge, to have that kind of control over your reactions.
It really is. And it's not just for adults either. Remember that article from Edutopia about mindfulness in schools? Imagine giving kids these tools early on, helping them manage stress and regulate their emotions.
That would be incredible. And it makes me think, mindfulness isn't just for schools or for managing stress. It's really relevant to all areas of life, isn't it? Relationships, work, everything.
Totally. It's about fundamentally changing how we relate to ourselves, our experiences, and the world around us.
Wow. Okay. So as we wrap up our deep dive into mindfulness, is there one final takeaway you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Mindfulness isn't just a quick fix or a trendy thing to do. It's really about cultivating a deeper awareness and understanding of ourselves. So here's a question for you to think about. What could that look like in your own life? What's one small step you can take today to bring a little more mindfulness into your day? Just something to ponder.
That's a great point to end on. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into mindfulness, everybody, and we'll catch you next time.